Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
It's all football on this episode of KKHI. We'll preview in depth the Chiefs and Broncos and the unbelievable 11-game winning streak the Chiefs have over what was formerly their rival and nemesis, the Denver Broncos. Also, what's the key to the Chiefs' passing game getting on track? It may be a player you haven't thought about in quite a while. And what did Andy Reid find during the bye week? Also, Lee Sterling is here. He'll have your picks for the week. That's going to be fun. And we have information coming up on a watch party December 9th in the Northland. It is all straight ahead on KKHI, brought to you by Fry Orthodontics with 12 area locations for your convenience. The first appointment is always free at Fry Ortho. Look, they just treat you better. You get in and out on time, the cost is lower, and their work is outstanding. How are you going to do better than that? Recommend them to your friends, your family, whomever. Any teenager that needs a straight smile, it's fryorthodontics.com. Joslyn's Jewelry, the holidays are here. It's time to shop for her, guys. 95th and Antioch, and online at joslynsjewelry.com. Joslyn's is the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends every single time. Never a commission, family-owned and operated by great conservatives. And, of course, Buck Roofing, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck is on it. You got a roof problem? He's your guy. He's honest, he's fair, he's on time, and they do excellent work. His team is available 24/7 for emergencies, or if you'd just like to get your roof inspected and see where you are, he'll do that absolutely free and shoot you straight on how many years it may be before you need a new roof. 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. It's all football. We got Chiefs Broncos. We got picks. It's all here at KKHI. Hit it!
Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
All right, it didn't seem like a perfect weekend last weekend. Well, it was a holiday weekend. We had a lot of great football. It didn't seem like a perfect weekend without a Chiefs game. And there's just something about your quality of life on weekends where the Chiefs are playing, when they have a game. Looking forward to the game, enjoying the game, analyzing what happened in the game. Wasn't all that fun when they were in places like Nashville getting destroyed by the Titans earlier this year. But the defense has turned around in an amazing fashion, and that clearly has been the difference. The Chiefs are turning the ball over less offensively. They're still turning it over. They're turning it over less, but their defense is taking away more, and they're playing very well. Can you believe this little nugget, this stat? The Chiefs' run defense now, the Chiefs' rushing defense, is actually in the top half of NFL run defenses. That's amazing. I mean, that's truly surprising. Now, sometimes when you're really good and you have a glossy record and you're always winning, that can be the case because the other team then doesn't run. But the Chiefs really haven't been that team this year. They haven't been ahead a lot. They haven't beaten the living daylights out of a lot of people. So there's not been a lot of time where teams took the run out and said, oh, we're not going to run the ball on the Chiefs. No, it's legit. It's legit. They're finding their way, and moving Chris Jones back in the middle has really been a big, big deal for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're getting ready to host the Denver Broncos on a Sunday night. We're going to break that down for you in a moment. But I want to tell you about what we announced earlier Thursday, and that is a watch party we're going to have. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is December 9th. It's for patrons and regular listeners. Everybody is invited. Your friends, your family, bring a group, anybody. You don't have to RSVP. I found a massive place in the Northland. It's huge. It's called the Brass Rail. Been there a few times. I go there after I play golf with Jack Harry in the Northland. It's close to his house, and he likes going there. It really is a big place. They've got pool tables. You're going to shoot pool. They've got a big bar. They've got a restaurant area. They have good food, scratch food. It's just a really good spot. There's nothing in this for me. I don't have a deal with the Brass Rail. I'm not endorsing them. They're doing a nice thing by saying, hey, this is great. You can come. I've got a couple of new friends, Clint and Noah, at Starcade Media. If you haven't checked it out, go to starcademedia.com and see what these guys do. It is all sports. I've spent some time with them recently, and I'm going to start writing a column for them, probably weekly. Most weeks, I'll write a column for their site, create some original content, put it there. They have a massive Facebook page of Patrick Mahomes fans. It's a Patrick Mahomes fan page, basically, that they started, and they have tens of thousands of Facebook followers. They have a full website. They do interviews. I think they had Tim Brando on this week talking about college football. They do podcasts. They write. They have full-time jobs. They're both teachers. They're hardworking dudes. Neither one of them is married or has kids. They're younger and smarter than me. They work five times as hard as I do. I'm pretty sure they're conservative. They've reached out to me and they don't care that I'm who I am. So it's cool. We talked about that a little bit. I know Clint is for sure. Noah seemed a little more guarded, but whatever. They're good guys. They're like-minded guys. And they're going to invite people who are on their Facebook pages and people who follow everything that they write and the podcast they do to this event as well. So everybody is invited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'd love to see you there. We've not had a watch party yet with the listeners of KKHI. Nothing really formal like this. It's going to be December 9th at the Brass Rail in the Northland. And the Brass Rail is located at 152 Highway in North Brighton. Okay, 152 in North Brighton. And let's call it 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., the Brass Rail. I'll probably stay 5 to 8. That's probably enough for me. First quarter of the football game, the Vikings play the Steelers. Stay as late as you want. They'll be open throughout the game. It'll be a fun Thursday night football watch party, but it will give us time in advance of that. If you work and you have time to swing by for 20 minutes on your way home and it doesn't get you in too much trouble at home by swinging by and having a cold one on your way, that's great. You don't have to stay. You can come and go. Come shake a hand, take a picture, whatever it is you want to do. I'm there. It's going to be a great time. I'd love to see it. It's been a long time since we've done a remote, gotten out in public. This is it. It's on. I don't care that the Omicron variant's here. I don't care. I don't care. We're going to do this. Okay, so come on out to the Brass Rail, 152 in North Brighton, and have a great time with us on Thursday night, December 9. December 9, the Brass Rail, 5 o'clock. We'll call it 5 o'clock, 5 to 8, something like that. And while you're at it, check out StarcadeMedia.com and the podcast that Clint and Noah do and the content that they create. They do a lot of Chiefs interviews. A lot more Chiefs content there than on my site. We do a lot of Chiefs content here, but we have so many other things that we do. They're terrific. StarcadeMedia.com, and they'll both be there as well if you want to inquire about that or if you want to check out what it is that they do before the event next Thursday night. So really looking forward to having you out. The first thing that I did for them was write a column about the Chiefs and the Broncos. And most of the column, which I won't go into here because it's a separate item, it's also part of my patron program. They get it. If you're a patron, you get the column as well. It comes straight to you through your inbox. We just email you any content that I write or whatever I do. We email it. We do a weekly newsletter and things like that. So the patrons get this. Also, the patrons get a free drink next Thursday night when they show up. I've got a system in place that I let them know. And they get a free drink, so don't get jealous. If you show up and they're getting free drinks from Kev, all you do is go sign up to become a patron. You can get free drinks from Kev next Thursday night as well. That's what we do. When we get the patrons together, if I buy them two drinks, I'm giving them back 2 months of being a patron free. That's what I'm doing. I'm using the patron program mostly to interact with folks that really enjoy it, create separate content, different kind of more personal content. And there's a really strong charitable component to the patron program that I really, really like. If you want to be part of that, sign up and you'll get all the goodies. It's at kkasissues.com. Click on Become a Patron. But as I was researching for this column I was going to write, and most of it is historical, it's teams that I covered in the past. We talk about John Elway, Marty Schottenheimer, Joe Montana, some of those games, even Alex Smith, Tim Tebow. I get into a lot of different things that have happened between the Chiefs and Broncos through the years. That's all in the column. As I was doing that, what was really struck me here is that the Chiefs have won 11 straight in this now non-rivalry again. And I don't know when it was a rivalry, because it seems to me the Broncos just beat the crap out of the Chiefs and won a bunch of Super Bowls. And now the Chiefs beat the crap out of the Broncos and won all the Super Bowls. And if you really just want to be honest about this, it's not the team presidents. It's not the drafts. It's not your draft picks. It's not all these different things. The only difference has been quarterbacks. I mean, they had John Elway and then Peyton Manning. Chiefs had Alex Smith, were good. And now they have Patrick Mahomes and they're great. It's been about quarterbacks. Chiefs have won 11 straight dating back to 2015. That includes Alex Smith. That's crazy. NBC's flexing in on this game, and the Chiefs are a 10-point favorite. Andy Reid is 19-3 coming off byes. The Broncos have a big injury list. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt last week. Melvin Gordon got hurt last week. Dalton Reisner got hurt last week. They're all out this week missing time, but they have not been ruled out for the game. The defensive line is missing a couple of players. Shelby Harris and Bobby Massey will be out for the Broncos in this game. Look, we know Denver is going to come to Kansas City and they're going to run, and then run the ball some more. That's why I mentioned right at the start that the Chiefs are 16th in the league in run defense. Quite remarkably, they've become more than a decent run defense. So I'm optimistic about that. They're not going to sit back and say, okay, Teddy Bridgewater is going to go out past Patrick Mahomes. That's not what it's going to be. the Broncos are going to run. We'll get more information as the weekend gets here on who's playing and who's not. But the Broncos had a lot of injuries last week while the Chiefs were just sitting having Mai Tais somewhere on the beach, which is kind of nice. We like that. Andy Reid spoke this week about the bye week, what it meant. He felt like Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a player, a running back for the Chiefs, that will benefit a lot from the bye week, that he kind of got his toes wet, but now he's ready to come back in full bore. Clyde Edwards-Helaire this year, what he is supposed to do for this offense, he's not supposed to be, you know, some big stud running back that leads the league in rushing. That's not what he's supposed to be. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is supposed to be the guy that you don't know if he's going to run it or catch it, that he's a real weapon out of the backfield catching passes. This season, CEH only has 10 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. Some people think this is the game where the play's in the book for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because the Broncos are going to be keying in that this is where it's at. Broncos' defense has been good. They frustrated the Chargers last week. They frustrated the Dallas Cowboys. The Chiefs have an awful lot of things on tape this year. One thing they don't have on tape is a lot of plays to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Maybe that's what we're looking at. I think that would be fun. Linebacker Bradley Chubb says there's hatred that runs deep in this rivalry, and I will disagree with that. I wrote this in the column. I disagree with that. I think the hatred runs one way. I think for many years the hatred ran one way. Chiefs fans hated the Broncos because they were better, and they won. And they won Super Bowls. And now I think the Broncos and the players hate the Chiefs, because when Patrick Mahomes is out there beating you, throwing a pass left-handed, the Broncos players are going to hate him. And they're going to hate the Chiefs. And I just think that's where we are on this thing. Mahomes is 7-0, 10 touchdowns against the Broncos. Never lost to him, including the left-handed pass. And Andy Reid, at his news conference this week, said, and he didn't go into great detail because you can't say what these things are. You can't give them away. I think everybody knows and recognizes that. He said this week that he didn't find anything profound in the bye week. You spend the week off. The players are gone. You basically treat the week that you do two things. You spend probably half of your time, self-scouting yourself, like you're getting ready to play the Chiefs. The coaches all get there. They break down the tape, the film. They go, okay, let's prepare this week like we're playing ourselves. And they find things that they didn't necessarily notice. That works. Then you identify the important games remaining on your schedule, and you work on those opponents. You may do a little extra on Denver in the bye week because that's the next game up, but probably not. So the Chiefs are probably, in all likelihood, spent some time in the bye week, locked up, and Andy didn't say this, locked up on the Chargers game, which is going to be important, to go get that one back in a tiebreaker scenario, and the Bengals, who are a very good football team. That's probably where they spent their time in the bye week when not self-scouting. Andy said, I didn't find anything profound about our football team. I didn't find something that's earth-shattering, but I found a few little nuggets. And, of course, he wouldn't say what those are. We love little nuggets. If they're wrinkles, there's a difference between a nugget and a wrinkle. We think of a nugget as information. We think of a wrinkle as a scheme or a play. He says he found some nuggets, but that could be information that leads to a wrinkle. See how simple football can be? Andy Reid found some little nuggets that could lead to some wrinkles. I think one of the wrinkles may be Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week, out of the backfield, catching passes. We'll see. Maybe it's a trick play. Maybe it's something, you know, he's always finding things. I don't know that this is the game you want to use it, but we'll see. I do like the fact that Andy Reid is 19-3 after a bye, and there's a reason why. He finds out what other teams see about him that he maybe didn't notice before. And I think we have that probably coming up on Sunday night between the Chiefs and the Broncos at Arrowhead Stadium with some Sunday night football. All right, update on Christmas Shining Star. We will also at the Brass Rail. I'm not gonna be walking around with a bucket asking for donations, but if you want to come to the Brass Rail next week and bring a donation, I'll personally get it to the people at Christmas Shining Star. You can make out a check, so your canceled check is a tax deduction, or you can bring me cash. I'll keep it. I'll get it to these folks when we deliver all of the money at one time. So if you want to do that as well, whether it's $5 or $500, I'll get it to Christmas Shining Star. We're going to get Christmas presents for those kids all over Kansas City and St. Joseph. And I think that's a worthy cause. So we'll incorporate that into our watch party as well. Again, Thursday, December 9th, Brass Rail, 5 to 8 p.m. is when I'll be there. You can come all day. You can be there in the afternoon and stay till they close. You can do whatever you want. It's open to the public. We don't have a private area. It's just going to be a bunch of people gathering. And I'd love to see you there with our friends at Starcade Media as well. Check that online at starcademedia.com. KKHI is brought to you by Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Born and raised right here in Kansas City, the owners design all these pocket knives themselves. They're available in only one retail location right now. That's in Belton, Teague Tractor and Farm. But no matter where you live, you can order online. Check out their beautiful pocket knives made of mother of pearl, wood, bone. These are collectible pieces. They're art pieces is what they are. Or carry one in your pocket every day. FinchKnifeCo.com. And Amazing Garage Floors online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. 913-901-7139. It's got about two or three more weeks that they'll be doing garage floors. Then they shut it down for 6 to 8 weeks in January and February because it gets too cold. If you want to be first on the schedule in March, give them a holler at AmazingGarageFloors.net or line up your time in the spring to have your driveway sealed with Seal XP. John Hutchins is a great American patriot who served his company with honor. He's a good dude, and I've got an amazing garage floor. I absolutely do. I put the pictures on Twitter. Check them out online at Twitter at KK Has Issues. We now say hello to Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. After a big holiday weekend, a football feast, we have Championship Saturday in college football. And, of course, the Chiefs and Broncos coming up on Sunday night at Arrowhead Stadium. He is the Sultan of South Beach, national handicap champion Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com, ready to double down this December. Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Made it through Thanksgiving. Didn't put on too much weight. And looking forward to the holidays.
It was a fun weekend. So much football, so many great times. And now I feel like this, as we're heading, we'll get to college because we got the big games to pick, but I just want to get your thoughts. I saw the Chiefs activate Kyle Long this week. We've seen in the last couple of weeks, Tyrann Mathieu come back and play with kind of a different purpose, a different energy. The defense has done that. I feel like the season went to 17 games. The Chiefs probably feel like they have an extra playoff game this year. I feel like some teams, it's getting like the NBA or baseball, like they're working their way into the season. And once the calendar flips to December, it is go time. Do you feel like you're going to see the cream rise here beginning in December?
Yeah, and the better teams seem to be getting their key guys back, yeah, too. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's wide open. I mean, some of these teams that were out of the gate real fast, you know, like the L.A. Rams, they've stumbled. But some of the top teams are getting their mojo back. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Buffalo. You know, I think talent-wise, they're right up there with everyone. But they have a big game coming up this weekend with New England.
The one team nobody talks about is maybe not being as good as their record as the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm just not a believer. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a believer in them. I think the Packers and the Bucks are both better in the NFC. And I think we have enough data now that maybe it's possible what we thought was the toughest division in football is actually not too hard of a run at all for the Arizona Cardinals, because that division doesn't look as tough, does it?
No. I mean, the Rams aren't the same. San Francisco, you know, might be their biggest challenge there. Seattle, I mean, they need a full rebuild. Yeah. I think Russell Wilson is going to ask for out. And then the coaching staff. I mean, Kingsbury, I just don't think is a guy that's going to take them to the next level.
I'm with you. Okay, double down December. Tell me exactly what double down December is, Lee.
Okay, so this is where we usually do our best work. Last year we won 27 of the last 36 games. So we got a real good feel on these teams now. I think I know what they're all about. They want to hop on board and get the rest of December through December 31st, NFL and all the college bowl games. Just $297. You want to get through the Super Bowl? Just $497. Remember, the Super Bowl is in mid-February. It's not the first couple of days in February anymore because they added that extra week. So a lot of action and all the other sports. Everything's up and available. Check it out, ParamountSports.com.
All right, a little bit later we'll do the game of the week, and you'll have a chance to call Lee and get the Raiders and the Washington football team absolutely free. But let's get into some picks, and let's start in college football. And as we talk about Georgia and Alabama, there's only one state in America that's rooting for Alabama to win this game, and that's Alabama. I think we know that. So, look, I just think it would be great if the college football playoff did not have Alabama, Ohio State, or Clemson this year. I think it's much needed. Right. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you. Yeah, and I saw it coming. I mean, you can't replace, like, six guys that are drafted first, early, second round on offense, and all of a sudden be the same offense. Numbers-wise, they're close. I mean, seventh and fifth in total in scoring offense. But believe it or not, everyone talks about the Dogs' defense, which is number one in the country, and there's no one even close. Their offense is first, third, second, and first in total offense, rushing offense, passing, and scoring offense. So they're just dominating people here. I know this is only the second time that Bama has been an underdog here in 12 years, but they're an underdog for the reason, you know, they could only score 22 points in three overtimes on Auburn. I mean, they shouldn't have won the game. It should have ended 10-3. I mean, all they needed to do, Auburn, was just come up with one of maybe six or seven plays in that last 4 or 5 minutes. They couldn't get it done. They only beat Arkansas by 7. What did Georgia do against these two teams? They dominated Arkansas. They beat them by 37. They beat Auburn by 24 points. So just like Ohio State dominating Michigan for 10 straight years, that's a historical trend. And I think it's just history. I'm going with Georgia, 31-17.
Yeah, I like that too. And I think if Georgia has a chance to win big, they will. I think this is the one that everybody wants to see. I mean, if Georgia can go win this game 38-10, they will. They'll keep going.
Yeah.
They're not just willing to win by a point and move on. And they're in a weird spot because if they lost the game, I think they're still in the playoff, aren't they?
Oh, well, they're still in for sure. They might even drop to just 2 or 3.
Right. All right, Michigan has a chance to beat Iowa and make the college football playoff. And I think, look, all due respect to the Iowa fans in our audience, and they are numerous. There's a lot of people in and around Kansas City that love the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think this is pretty good for college football, and I'm not a big Harbaugh fan. I don't think he's the most likable guy in the world, but that was a great scene last week. I think Michigan gets it done here, but this is a big number, 10.5 against a really good Iowa defense. What do you think?
Wow. I mean, the way that you could just sense the relief on his face when he won that game. Juwan Howard, the basketball coach, came over and hugged him. So did so many other important people at that university. And it looked like he just almost melted in a bunch of their arms. But they had a great game plan. They ran the ball right down Iowa State's throats. And they got two running backs in Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum. These two guys total over 2,100 yards. So I think they'll have success against Iowa. Are they going to be able to run all over them like Ohio State? Probably not. But they can also throw on Iowa. And then what is Iowa going to do on offense? Their offense is – it's when they get a first down, you feel like almost standing up and clapping and doing the dance or a jig or something. I mean, it's that rare and that hard for them to get first downs. And Michigan's defense with Aiden Hutchinson, wow, they come after you, 32 sacks, allowing just 54% completions and just 3 yards a carry over the last 4 games here. Iowa's quarterbacks, Petrus and Thea, these two guys are just pedestrian at best. I know all about history. Iowa, great as a dog since 2019, 6-1 against the spread. And they played, actually, Michigan close in the last 2 games, but not Saturday night. Michigan 34-13.
All right, I love that one. Oklahoma State and Baylor. I think if Georgia wins and Oklahoma State wins, Oklahoma State is in the playoff. What an unbelievable turnaround in the state of Oklahoma for Poke fans who've been kicked in the gonads for so many years by the Oklahoma Sooners. They're dancing a jig that Lincoln Riley is gone. All the recruits are leaving Oklahoma. It's complete mayhem in that state. And just to kick them in the crotch one more time, if you're a Sooner fan, what if the Pokes are in the college football playoff? This truly is bedlam in the state of Oklahoma. Is it going to happen?
Well, the officials in last week's game certainly did their job. I mean, only 6 penalties called on the Cowboys and 12 on the Sooners, including a key call right at the end of the game that probably changed the game. So I just think that if you watched the first game, if you looked at it closely, that game should have been a blowout. I mean, I know Oklahoma State won by 10, but they out-yarded Baylor 401-280, had 14 more first downs, and dominated the clock, too. So, I mean, if it wasn't for a 3-0 turnover disadvantage, they would have won the game by 20-30 points. And Bohannon, the quarterback for Baylor, he's struggling the last 4 games, 5 touchdowns, but just he's also thrown 5 interceptions here. I think Oklahoma State gets it done here, 30-14.
On to the NFL, where the Los Angeles Chargers are getting points against Cincinnati. Cincinnati really likes Joe Burrow at quarterback, and they put a beat down on the Steelers a week ago. The Chargers are coming off a really bad performance in Denver. What do you think about the Bengals and the Chargers?
Great game plan last couple weeks. What they did was using the run, Joe Mixon, to set up play action. They can't throw the ball 40, 45 times. Joe Burrow's coming off a knee surgery, and you know he's starting to get back to where he was, but last 2 weeks, Joe Mixon, 288 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns. They keep him the ball 28 and 30 times. That's the key to success because the Chargers' run defense is just not good. And they don't have depth there. There's guys always just trying to get the sack. I think they're playing more for themselves than that they are in the team. Their offensive line, not real good pass blocking. So I think Cincinnati will get some pressure on the quarterback if they get the lead. Give me Cincinnati. They keep rolling, 30-21.
And I've never seen NBC flex into a Sunday night game where the home team is a 10-point favorite over an opponent they've beaten 11 times in a row. Yeah. This is unbelievable. Yeah. They flexed into this game. What am I missing here?
Well, not much else. You know, that happens sometimes. And Denver's playing well. I mean, people made a lot of fun of them, you know, for not drafting Mac Jones. But Patrick Surtain, he's coming on. Last week he had two interceptions. He was their first-round pick. And then Javonte Williams, a running back from North Carolina. I mean, I think he is a really good running back. He's got an extra gear and running and catching the ball out of the backfield. He and Melvin Gordon, their weapons. They even got one of the best defenders back, Patrick Chubb, last week. So I think they're going to come to play here. Do I think Kansas City is the better team? Yes. Do I think they're probably going to win? Yes. But double digits at home, I think it's a little too much here. I think Kansas City wins 30-24, but Denver covers.
I like that. They're in the 11-game winning streak of the Chiefs over Denver, six of those 11 have been by 7 points or less.
Right.
Yeah,
right. And just win. Just win in advance. That's what it's all about.
That's exactly right. All right, the game of the week is absolutely free. If you want to call Lee Sterling at 800-400-9741, he will give you the Raiders and the Washington football team right now. The Raiders are favored over Washington. You see something here you like.
Yeah, two teams that revived their seasons last week, and they're right just outside the playoff picture, one game out each of them. So you want to get this game, just call 800-400-9741. We'll give you the Raiders and Washington football team game for free, 800-400-9741. And hop on board, best time of year, double down December through the end of December, just $297, or through the Super Bowl, just $497, and also every other sports up and available. You want to have fun. You want to win. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the best. Let's go get them this week.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Take care. There's Lee Sterling, the Sultan of South Beach from ParamountSports.com. He's having another winning season. For the patrons last Thursday, always full disclosure here. He does a patrons pick every Thursday night. You guys know about it. If you want his Thursday night pick between the Cowboys and the Saints, you can join the patron program right now at kkhasissues.com and get that selection. He lost last week, and it's gotten to a point where it's like, uh-oh, Lee lost a Thursday night game. That's kind of weird. He had Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, and I think they were a 2-point favorite and maybe lost by 10, and it never really felt like they were going to win. So it was a weird night to have Lee's pick because he's usually, even if it doesn't win, there's always an avenue. They always have it covered at one point and then lose it, or they have the ball with a chance to cover or something like that. Lee Sterling now 20-10-1 for patrons only at kkhasissues.com. Those are his Thursday night picks. Those are absolutely free as part of the patron program. 20-10-1, his 2-year record. Pretty cool stuff. I want to remind you, we're going to do a meet and greet and a watch party next Thursday night, December 9th, at the Brass Rail in the Northland, just off I-29. At the Brass Rail, I'm going to get there about 5 o'clock, and here's why. I'm not staying all night. I'm not staying for the whole game, not anything like that. Some of you may be able to go a little bit earlier in the day as you get off work or on your way home. If you want to swing by for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, say hello, that's great. Some of you may want to watch a little football. The football game comes on at like 7. We'll probably stay through the first quarter of the game or something like that. So we'll be there for quite a while, but I don't know a lot of people that want to stay out late, and so we're going to start the thing early. We have a chance to talk before the football. Let's call it 5 o'clock at the Brass Rail. And if you want to contribute to Christmas Shining Star, I'll have a bucket there. You can drop a 5 in or a 10 in or whatever. I'm not going to walk around and solicit donations or anything like that. There's going to be no pressure. We're not going to be asking you to do that. Mostly, this is just get the listeners of KKHI together. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a Thursday night watch party. We're in the Northland at the Brass Rail, just off of I-29. It is I-29 and 150 Highway there. Is that basically what it is? Is that 150 or 152? What do they call that exactly? Boy, I should know that. I'll know that before I speak about this again. The thing is, I can just drive straight to the Brass Rail. I know exactly where it is. It's across I-29 from Zona Rosa, essentially, is basically where they are. Brass Rail's a cool place. It's big. It can accommodate a lot of people. If you are a patron, I'll buy you a cold one. And if you want to join the patron program between now and then, I'll buy you a cold one. On Thursday night at the Brass Rail, we'll call it 5 o'clock. We're going to do just a little get-together. kind of some networking, some fun, some chatting. I'd love to see you there at the Brass Rail, December 9th, 5 p.m. Come one, come all, bring your family, bring your spouse, bring your buddies, bring anybody. Anybody wants to come, come on out. We're just going to have a get-together at the Brass Rail in the Northland with Kevin Keatsman as Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.